Welcome back to Between the Lines. There is a contested race for Fond du Lac School Board, and one of the people running is incumbent Mark Strand. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. You are the only incumbent running. Monica Wach decided not to seek re-election. How many terms would this be for you?
I've kind of lost track. I've been on since 2007.
All right. Tell the listeners about yourself.
Well, I'm 63 years old. I've been married 40 years. I got three sons. Obviously, all grown up. But I'm running again because I think it's important to continue something permanently important. But I kind of was raised on education a little bit. My folks are both school teachers in the Fond du Lac School District. Of course, they're both gone now, but they always thought it was a teaching profession. And so I know the value of our educators today and the education of our students. So my wife and my three sons and myself are all byproducts of the Fond du Lac School District. So I have somewhat of a vested interest in the district. It's one of the reasons I'm running, but I also think there's an awful lot of important issues right now. And one of them is our referendum that all of our schools are going to be hardened up with our new entrances for all the schools for safety reasons. And obviously, we know what happened in Oshkosh and Waukesha, so you can't say it won't happen here. So not only that, but a lot of aging schools and things like that. But there are a lot of important issues that are going on all the time. I think it's important that that I'm going to continue on. If the election feels electors feel that I'm worthy.
All right. Earlier this year, when the statewide report cards came out, Fond du Lac didn't do so well compared to other districts in the Fox Valley Association. Why do you think that is, and what needs to be done to turn that around?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors, but I think it's important. And one of the things about the school board is we're tasked with a lot of goals and things like that. And we're responsible for accountability. So, and we're going to actually do that. So we're hoping we're going to turn that around. But, a lot of it, there's a lot of factors. It isn't just, you can't put your finger on just one or two of them. But we got an awful lot of, all of our educators are pretty dedicated, and they actually care about their students. And it's unfortunate right now there's no school because, of course, a lot of the kids, especially the younger ones, like school. They like their friends. They like their teachers. And one of the things that happened with the climate survey for the last several years is, surveying, 1,000 students. And they all feel that they have about 80% of them feel that they have a trusted adult at school, which is actually big because, of course, that's important, that they all feel that they have a trusted adult at their schools, meaning their teachers. So so there's an awful lot of factors about why our report cards are a little bit low. So we've had looked at those, and we've put some goals together. And as a school board, as a collective body, we have the ability to set some goals and accomplishments and make them accountable for those.
One of the big issues last fall that ultimately was voted down by the board was a new artificial turf football field at Fond du Lac High School. Given the situation we're in right now, the uncertainty surrounding an economy that's teetering on the brink of recession, should that even be discussed anymore?
Well, I hope it's not going to be brought up again, only because one of the main reasons that I was opposed to it is the fact that their timing of bringing this up was actually quite terrible. Since we just finished up a referendum at 60% of the people or 60 plus people voted for it. It puts the board in an awkward position to have to even entertain something like that. And you know, they're taking they were talking about $4.7 million. We don't know that. When the bids came in, it could be $5.5 million. So, I mean, you don't know. And but again, I think Frith Field was just finished up just a few years ago. And I can't believe that they're even thinking about walking away from that, because that was community funded. You know, an awful lot of that's unintended consequences that I don't know if they've thought about, because an awful lot of the public felt that Frith Field, and that's a beautiful facility right now.
All right, I'll get you out on this. When people go to the polls or if they vote absentee, why should they cast their ballot for you?
Well, I'm relatively conservative, and I think it's important because, you know, the school board is supposed to be the stewards of the taxpayers' money. We just don't arbitrarily decide to spend a bunch of money and raise taxes. We've been fortunate not to have to do that, raise taxes and things like that, because I think we try to be as fiscally responsible as possible, and I think we have done that. So we don't cut services, and we don't cut programs that that are in place right now. So, and that's important because, you know, we don't cut back, and we still have programs, and I think we should be better at be champions of what's great about this district. And Nicole Newman was hired as a marketing person, so I think she's done some pretty good things right now, and things are going to continue to improve as far as, you know, being champions of what we have and what we're doing.
All right, Fond du Lac School Board member Mark Strand running for re-election in the April 7th election. Mark, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program, and best of luck in the spring election.
Thank you, Greg.